And let's begin, guys. Okay. Let's begin. All right, we got a lot to do, B'ezrat Hashem. Okay, the Mishnah says in the beginning of the Seches, Perek Arvei Psachim, that even a Nani should be Yisrael cannot eat the matzahs until he does a seva. Okay? That's the Gemara right here. And the Gemara says in the middle of Kuf Chesam and Aleph, says as follows. Itmar, matzah sarach haseba, mar ain't sarach haseba. Matzah doesn't need a seba. Matzah needs a seba, mar does not need a seba. What about karpas? So karpas is a machlekes in the Gedol Achronim. And the Avudrom says we do a seba. But as I said, it's a machlekes in Gedol Achronim. Our meaning is like the Avudrom, that we do karpas. There might be a svara not to do a seba, like we don't do a seba by marer, because shishim perach, samach perach is hard labor, and therefore it connotes difficulty, so maybe it's inappropriate to do a seba. There were two takanas chachamim that the chachamim made to express cheres. One is arba kosos, the Gemara says a kuftet zayinim and beis later on, and the other was a seba. Those are the two takanas chachamim the chachamim made to express cheres. The Rav said they're twins. That's why in Manishtana we don't ask about arba kosos, because we ask about mesubin. Included in mesubin is arba kosos. That's what the Rav said. So the meaning is that we do haseva by karpas, but you understand the shita in achronim, maybe not, because it reminds us of a little bit of a difficulty. And that's the samach is samach perach, like we said. Okay. So it says matzah you need a seba, mar you don't need a seba, yayin is a shiloh. Yain itmar mishmeder of Nachman sarach haseba, itmar mishmeder of Nachman ain't sarach haseba. We have two different quotes in the name of Nachman. Lo pligi, they don't argue. Harbatar te kase kamai, habatar te kase basroi. And you can plug in that answer in one of two ways, says the Gemara. Let's get it. Amr lila haigisa, amr lila haigisa. Amr lila haigisa, tre kase kamai boy haseba. What's as far as why the first two cups need haseba? Tashtu to come a haskalo chacheris, because the cheris begins. So therefore it's appropriate to do haseba. What was, we're free already. So why do you have to do a seba on the last two kosos? Let's go the other way. On the contrary, because the last two cups were already free. So let's celebrate that. We should do a seba. Why? We're still avanim hayinu, so therefore it's inappropriate to do a seba al pidin. Okay? So you see, those are the two ways to plug it in. You read the Gemara, Avadim Hainu Kamar. We still are Avadim. So how do we paskin? So the Gemara says, let's get it. Hashtid it, marhachi vit marhachi, idividi boya seba. Since we don't know what to do, the Gemara paskins, we do a seba by all four kosos. So that's the psak halacha. So it's interesting that the Ran right here on the daf, in the dapi arif, chav gimel amraf dapi arif, I'll read you the lashon, is bothered by the following kasha. Vashtu itmar hachi vidmar hachi, kula boya seba, vavagav de ba'alma kaimelan ipcha, tchosveke de rabbana lakula, hacha kemed lav milsa de tirachi avdina lakula, de milsa kach perishu zal. So the first day in Iran, he asks, why don't you say suffik rabbana lakula? How hard is it to do a seba? It's not hard at all to do a seba. Good morning, Sim. It's not hard at all to do a seba. So therefore, what? We do a seba by all four. You never say suffik rabbana lakula if it's not a tircha. How hard is it? If you like chana, if you don't remember, if you lit Hanukkah candles 11 p.m. at night and you wake up in the middle, it's going to be a shlep for you to go downstairs. Then you can say suffik rabbana lakula. That's not a tircha. But for you to go ahead and say suffik rabbana lakula, got to be doing a haseba. Come on, how hard is it? So therefore, we suspend it in suffik rabbana lakula, and the halach is that we what? The halach is that we do a seba by all four kosos. So that's what the Ran's quoting other Rishonim. Then he says, Vali Nira. It's important because a lot of times you don't know if the Ran's quoting other Rishonim or he himself says. Rarely does he say Vali Nira. So he says, Vali Nira, Rav Mital Shlita, the great going one of my Rebbeim, once said it's hard to ask steers in the Ran's because sometimes the Ran's quoting one Shita over here and he's quoting another Shita over here. But here he says Vali Nira. So you can't say that. Vali Nira, what's his answer? Da'al Korcha Boy Lemeavad Hesebel Shekulu. I think that says Shibakulu di nasal lakula amai nasal bahani tfe mehani yishako the bakel tarvayuha me akar mitzvah sable the gamri. So the Ran says the following. Let's get it down. The Ran gives two terutzim. The second terutz is, you never say something to Rabbanu Lakula when it's tarta de sasre. What are you going to do? You're going to choose what? You're going to choose one, the first two over the last two? That's impossible. How can you choose one over the other? Oh, so why don't you just say don't do it? That's also ridiculous. So that's how the Gedolei Apostolim can quote this Ran. You never say something to Rabbanu Lakula when it's tarta de sasre. Meaning that what? You're going to uproot the whole din? I can't choose the first two because I'll be machmer on the last two, right? I'll be machmer on the first two and then be make on the last two. How can I do that? Can't be make over one or the other. So you know what? Why don't you just get rid of the whole thing? That's ridiculous. You don't say something about a lakula to okra the whole thing. So the Ran gives two terutzim. Number one is you don't say something about a lakula if it's not a tircha. This is not a tircha. Number two is you don't say something about a lakula to okra the whole thing. And this would be okra the whole thing. Halacha l'maisa. So that's the pshat l'maisa that we have of the sheet of the Ran. Now the Ran, the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Megillah, asks a steer in the Ran. He asks that when you have a city, when you have a city that is Mesapik, whether Mesupik, whether it's walled from the times of the 14th of Adar, or the times of Yeshua ben Nun or not, which you read on the 15th, or it wasn't, what do you do? So the Ran says you read the Megillah only on the 14th. So it's a steer in the Ran. Why did the Ran say, oh, since I don't know, you should what? You should do both. Right? Since I don't know, you should do both. Read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th. Based on the Ran here, and you can't tell me he's quoting something else because it says Vali Nira. So that's the Mishnah Melech's Kasha steer in the Ran. Okay? So that's a Kasha. Maybe you could say that Rove cities are not walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so that's why you read it on the 14th. That's possible. It's also possible to make a distinction to say that Avdei Nezer says there's a difference between an individual and the Gantz Klal Yisrael. Here we're trying to decide for Gantz Klal Yisrael when you're going to do a Seba. So therefore we have to be Machmer in all four Kosas. You can't choose one over the other. But over those are individual people. So there's individual people, Lamaisa. So a person who has a Suffolk, Lamaisa, okay. So he'll go what? He'll go on the Rove. Let him rest on the Rove. That Rove cities are not walled to read from the 14th. So that's a what? That's a plausible pshat, Lamaisa. That's a plausible pshat in the what? That's a plausible pshat to answer up why there's no steer in the Ran. One sec, Donnie. However, I want you to get this. There's a Shulta Giburim on the Mordechai and Avodah Zorah, Perek Mishmul, Os Yud, that gives a different teretz. There's a third teretz. Even though the Gemara has a line, B'shal Sofrim Holoch Achar HaMekel, B'shal Sofrim Yigo Basar De Rabbanans, Heche Dahainu Chazina Plukta De Tanoi, interesting. He says, when do we say Asavik the Rabbana, we go Lakula? That's by Amachlegis and Tanoim. This is Amoroim. We don't know what Rav Nachman said. So therefore, we don't know what Rav Nachman said. We're Machmer. That's what I want you to get. That's what Shulta Giburim says, B'Shem Mordechai. Very interesting answer. Since this whole discussion is what? Is an issue of Rav Nachman's Amoroim. So therefore, even though it's the Rabbana, we're Machmer. Interesting answer. This is what he says, Shamat B'Shem Rash Midarvash.
So wait, the Shulta Gemara says that normally when
it's Machlokas Tanaim, on a topic, the Rabbana will be Mekel. But here we don't know what the Amoraim said, so we'll be Machmer. That's what he says. He says the whole Klal is only said when there's a Machlokas Tanaim. When there's a Machlokas Amoraim, Lamaisa, you don't know what Rav Nachman said. Same thing here. You should be Machmer by everything. Okay? That's a third approach. And then a fourth answer I want you to get, Rav Avadia quotes the Sefer Chazon Avadia, Hilchos Seder Le'Pesach, quotes in Siman Yud Gimel Shem, the Sefer Divrei Tzvi, Siman Tov Ayin Beis, which is an interesting reading of the Gemara, that when the Gemara says, Hashtad Itmar Hachi V'Itmar Hachi, it's Taka Bin Cholik on Rav Nachman. It's a very unique way to read the Gemara. Because you get the impression from reading the Gemara that what? The Gemara doesn't know which one is right and what Rav Nachman said. So let's be Machmer about, no, we know what Rav Nachman said. Either said the first two or the last two. The Gemara is paskin against Rav Nachman. And when it says Hilchos, so it's saying it's wrong. And it's Paskin, you need a Nibel. That's what the Sefer Eretz Tzvi wants to tie in. That's what the Sefer Eretz Tzvi wants to tie in. So that's four terutzim to this Kasha total, how the Gemara came up with this Psak, even though a Sebu, we said, is a Takanas Chachamim, Halacha L'maisa. There is a fifth shot, but I thought the Ran could be saying that. The Beis HaLevi writes in Chelek Gimel Simen Aleph, Sifkat and Tes, where he wants to say is that he wants to tie in that it's impossible to be makel, if you're going to be makel on one thing and machmer on the other, we shoot out the din suffik derabban lakula. We don't say the din suffik. That's exactly what you're doing. If you're going to require a save on the first two, that means you can be make on the last two. If you require a save on the last two, you make on the first two. So anytime you inject a kula, if there'll be a chumrah, forget about it. You don't say the klal suffik derabban lakula. That's, I mean, that could be what the Ron wanted to say, but not really. The Ron was saying, let's get rid of the whole thing. That you can't do. So it is a little bit of a different answer. So I want you to get that Nakuti. He says, the reason why the Gemara decided that you need a Sebab on all four is because you can't inject, you cannot invoke Safik Drabana Lakula, because anytime you inject Safik Drabana Lakula, if there's a Chumrah also said with that Kula, then already you ought, it's not correct. It's not glot. Safik Drabana Lakula means in a vacuum, I'm always being Makel. Okay? So that, let's call that a fifth answer. Those are five different terusim I want you to get. First two of the Ron, the last three, well, the last was from the Ghost Shulte Giburim. Right. The Shulte Giburim. Shulte Giburim on the Mordechai said the third teretz, and the fourth teretz was there at Svider Bavadi quotes, and the fifth teretz is, we're saying from the Beis Halevi. According to that second teretz, we had a steer in the Ron, Mishnah Lamelech. We wanted to give an answer, Mr. Avinazer, that two answers we wanted to say, that maybe it's a rove, and also Lamaisa, the difference between a tzibur and a yachid, maybe. But Lamaisa, so that's as of introduction, guys. Let's get the psak and the Gemara, very important, halacha Lamaisa. You have this what? You have this did. Okay, let's see, I want to see now the Taisim. Okay, let's see the Taisim. Taisim says, Ma'ra hava hava. Okay, you got the Taisim, Ma'ra hava hava. Taisim says, Shekfar amru gula lifnei ha'suda. You already said Asher ga'alaru lifnei ha'suda. He's asking Akasha. If you invoke the svar of Maida Hava Hava, why do you do a seba by matzah? You're done already. It's a great kasha. Shiny matzah sheikar suda yosemian. Matzah is the star of the show. So since matzah is the star of the show, you have to do a seba. Now please get this down, because I don't know if we'll get to it in the Gemara. I want to try to get to it, but if we don't, the Gemara in the bottom, if you notice, look at three lines from the Gemara in the bottom. You see the Gemara, it says Yibayalu, Shamish Mai. Does a Shamish need a Seba? So Tashma, the Gemara proves. Damar Bishu Belevi, Shamish Ocho, Kazayas Machik Shu, Mesiv Yatza. Mesiv in Lo, Mesiv Lo. Shmamina Boya Seba, Shmamida. The Rush quotes from this Gemara, please get it, that Matzah needs a Seba. And it's Me'akev. If you don't eat Matzah with a Seba, you got to eat it again. Now that's a very important Chiddush. Because a seba is only the Rabbanan and matzah is the Araisa. We said in the beginning of the year, you remember that? What toises, what daf we learned in the beginning of the year? What daf was it? That when the Rabbanan said on the Araisa, if you don't follow the Rabbanan, it's makiv the Araisa. What daf was it in Sukkah? Gimel Amar Aleph, right? Toises says, anytime the Chachamim make a takana, and you don't listen, even if you do the mitzvah, the whole thing implodes. You're not yotzi min ha-Torah, right? By Shammai. Shammai yim shachach ha-shulchono. Even if you sit there, you're not yotzi min ha-Torah. So the Rush says the same thing here. On this Gemara, what I just learned, that if you don't do a seba, you are not what? You're not yotzi min ha-Torah. A seba lemaises the Rabbanan, but it becomes integrated in the mitzvah to the degree you're not yotzi. One sec. We'll get to you, Donnie. So he says, number one, matzah is the star of the show. Oh, b'yayin, hesiv kvar, shtey, b'kosos, rishonos. By yayin, you already did a seba. By the first two kosos. Not like you're not doing anything. You have to do some a seba on the matzah. So even though it says ma'ada hava hava, I can't walk away from the seder without doing the same on the matzah. V'od sheksu b'ter zeichel lecherish. So hispik b'tzeit lechachmitz atchen nigalu. V'avakav davi lechem oini. Even though the zeichel oini, it's a dialectic. Yesh lochel derecherish. Right? It's a dialectic. What do I mean by a dialectic? Matzah is at one hand it's a lechem oini, but on the other hand it's zeichel lecherish. So that's what he's pointing out. He's pointing out even though it's a poor man's bread, but l'maisa there's a notion to eat it b'ter lecherish. So he basically gives three svaras. What are the three svaras? The svar that we said he'd do what? Haseb on the first two, because we're experiencing the cheres. The last two, we don't. Might have havet. Might have havet, so why do you do haseb on matzah? Number one, it's the start of the show. Number two, you have to do something on the matzah. At least by yayin, you wouldn't be walk away from the table without doing any haseb on yayin. At least on the first two codes, you have it, right? And so you got to do something with the matzah. And number three is that it's a dialectic. There's an element of what zeichel cheres, and therefore you have to accentuate that by doing a seba. And then he concludes, and we do a seba matzah when we say the bracha. Please get this down. The Rambam never mentions you do a seba by afikomen. If the whole afikomen is a zeichel a korban pesach, the Rambam also never writes a nichus korban pesach. You have to do a seba. So it's an interesting din. Lamaisa, do you need a seba by Afikomen? Of course, we pass him yes, but I want you to know the Rambam never mentions it, and it goes well if Afikomen is zeichel korban pesach doesn't ever need a seba. So there's good reason, and the question is, what would be the din talk if you forgot to do a seba by the Afikomen? Okay, it's not so poshut, Lamaisa. It's not so poshut. Poshut shot, we would pass and eat it again. But there are posts that say, since there are other shittas that say you don't need a seva, maybe you shouldn't eat it. You don't have to eat it again. Okay? So I want you to get that. That's the mahalach here in this Taisus. Yes, Donnie, real quick.
Two questions.
Yeah.
Is Haseva Maki for all four of the cups? Or
we're going to get to it in the next Taisus. Very good. Also, we'll get to it. Yes, go ahead.
If it's not, then it's not like a steer within the Ram, because Haseva is only like an aspect of the Arbakosos, but like Megillah is the whole mitzvah itself. So you can still do the Arbakosos.
Right, but Haseva, we'll see from the Ram and the Brisker Rav, it's a separate mitzvah. You're right. In fact, let's say it right now. What is the Brisker Rav? I gave you the Brisker Rav. What does the Rambam describe? What does the Rambam say? I gave you the Brisker Rav. The Rambam describes in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, I'll read you his Lashon. V'emasai Tzrichin Haseva, B'shas Achilis Kezayis, Matzu B'shtiyas Arbakos Halalu. V'shar Achilos of Shtiyosim, Hesem Arizim Meshubach, V'im Lavein Atzorach. What's clear in the Rambam? Let's get it down, Avram. The Rambam says you only need a Haseva when eating the matzah and drinking the cups. The rest of Shulchan Aruch says, a good idea. If not, not. Nishka Firlich. So, Lamaisa, what's the reason for this? The reason for this is the Rambam writes in the Halacha Vav, Bechold over the Rechayv Adam Laharos at Satzma. Like we said yesterday. Rambam is the Gersh Laharos at Satzma. Kibu Yatzim Mitzrayim. So you see, you have to show Derech Eris, Lamaisa, in the whole Suda, but it's not Ma'akev. The Shulchan Aruch says, oh, you have to have Kalim Noim. And we said from the Meiri yesterday, they have to have a Seba even during what? During Magen and during Hallel. The Meiri has this whole thing. But it's clear, says the Brisker Rav in the Rambam, I want you to get it down, that a Seba is a separate mitzvah dani, and that B'shas Suda, if you do it, it's great. But the Chiyuv of a Seba is only during Achilas Matzah and Arba Kosos. So according to the Rambam, if you would eat matzah without a Seba, or drink the Arba Kosos without a Seba, what would you do? No, you're not Yotze Seba, but you're Yotze the Matzah and the Arbakosos. Against the Rush that we just said earlier. The Rush says that a Seba becomes integrated. The Rush, the Rambam says it's a separate din. And he points out here the Sefer Dvar Shmuel is one of the great, great Gedolim. It's a tremendous Sefer Rav Pesachim. Rav Lazarov Zatzal. He points out it's a Pella, because the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Rambam and says, L'chachila Yeseh B'chol Asuda. And he says, B'dievid, if you ate the Matzah without the Arbakosos, you would not be Yotze. So the way the Ramah interprets the Rambam is against the Brisker Rav. You follow me? The Ramah interprets the Rambam against the Brisker Rav.
The steer within the Rav is only according to the Rush, not according to the Rambam.
Yeah, yeah, they're separate sheetahs. They're separate sheetahs in Rishonim. But I'm just pointing out that the Brisker Rav says in the Rambam that a Seva is a separate mitzvah. The way the Ramah quotes the Rambam, it does, no, it becomes integrated. It becomes mamish integrated. Halacha l'maisa. So it's an interesting din that comes out. So let's see the next taisus. Okay, we got that? Oh, let's see the next taisus now. Kulanami Tzricha Haseba, says the Taisav is, V'chol arba kosa tzrichim Haseba, b'shas shtiyah. Tzarechiyun, im shokach v'lo hesev, im yachzer v'yishte. So that's exactly what you were chavin to, Donnie. What's the din if you forget, and you don't do Haseba, do you have to go back and drink, or not? Let me ask you a kasha. Let's get this down. Why does he bring a riot from matzah? We just said from the Rosh and Matzah that if you don't do a Seba, you're not Yotzek. Why does it bring a Raya from Matzah? So obviously he doesn't hold to that Shtickel Torah that we said. He doesn't hold like that Tyson Sukkah and Daf Gimel and the Rosh. That the Din the Rabban is Makiv the Araisa. You can't bring a Raya from Matzah, right? You can't bring a Raya from Matzah. He obviously held that what? The Matzah was different. Matzah is the Araisa and Haseba is not Makiv. But on the Din the Rabban, which is Arba Kosos, but on Din Rabbanu, which is Arbakosos, he's saying, to what degree did the Chachamim make their takana the Seba? Did they make it only in Chachila, or did they make it even B'dievet? Why don't you bring a Raya from a Seba, from Matzah, that a Seba is Makiv? If a Seba is Makiv and a Mitzvah Raisa, certainly it should be Makiv on a what? On a Din Rabbanu, no. Must be, he didn't hold like that Rosh. And he doesn't hold like that Taisus and Daf Gimel, in Sukkah. This is why we want him to die from this Taisus. Otherwise, why is he in this topic? Yes, yes, go ahead, Matthew. Real quick.
No, isn't that in the previous Tosos Greer making a distinction between yayin and matzah, that wine is in and of itself a gal food, that you're not poor people, slaves wouldn't have wine, so you don't need to do a seva to show cheres, whereas by matzah it has the personality of lechem oni.
No, the Gemara says you need a seva by yayin. Gemara says you need it.
No, but I'm saying, why would he make the hekesh? Because they're completely different.
I don't
in a vacuum, matzah is like
I don't think so. The Gemara says Beferish Yayin needs it. There's no doubt Yayin needs it. There's no doubt Yain needs it.
Honestly, Yain doesn't even. I'm saying, but what, why would one make the Hekesh? They're clearly completely.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying that you have a Dindar Rabban of a Seva, which is imposed upon Arba Kosos, it's imposed upon Matzah. Why wouldn't you bring a Raya that what? That from the Seva is Ma'akev and Matzah, like the Rosh, bring a Raya from there, he's still Mistopic. So I'm saying the reason why, saying I'll be Drush, I'm saying no, you don't need that.
No, because in the previous Tosef,
previous Tosef says you need a Seva by Yain.
It's possible in the previous Tosef that if you don't do a Seva by Matzah, then it's not a Ga'al Dika food.
So Yain also is expressing Cheres.
No, but Yain in of itself is a Cheres Dika food.
No, but you need that Seva though. You need that Seva. That's Chlor. I hear what you're saying, I'll be Drush, but I'm saying in Lomdus, the Yain needs it. Yain needs a Seva, not on its own. Either you need it on the first two or the last two, but it needs it. We paskin that it does. Okay? He was just trying to point out matzah lemaisa. Why matzah is trying to get out of mana hava? That's all.
Then it would make sense. They wouldn't be the same. Why would you, then it would make complete sense why you wouldn't say matzah needs it than wine?
He's trying to say lemaisa. He's trying to get out of the problem mana hava. So even though it's lechem oni, you still need to do it because it's derech eris. Even though it's already after the time, you need to accentuate the derech eris. I've already done that by yain. He's saying that svara of lechem oni, right? That svara of lechem oni would say, oh, maybe I don't need a save at all, like you're saying. Manahavahava. Don't be bothered by my kasha. Manahavahava. Matzah's afterwards, therefore I shouldn't need a save. It's lechem oni. He's answering exactly what you're saying. There's still an element of derech eris. So you still need it. That's what he's trying to say. From the perspective of manahavahava. You're saying, but I'm saying, al pidin lamaisa, you would have said that I could bring a raya from matzah. Terech says you can't. Because matzah is the eraisa. And this is the rabbanon. That's the from mistopic. And he obviously held against this. Because if a seba was ma'akev a mitzvah the eraisa, certainly it should be ma'akev mitzvah the rabbanon. He obviously must have held against that rush. That if you ate the matzah without a seba, you're yotza. You don't have to eat it again. Okay, let's finish up the taisus. The Sarach Yuni says, Im shachach v'lo heisim yachzu yishte, chenim v'ko shlishi lo yesev, im yoch lachzu lishtos v'aseba, avagav d'vein shlishi l'revi lo yishte. Oh, what happens if you didn't do the third cup of the seba? He says, I'm not sure if you can re-drink it. I'm not sure if you have to re-drink it because you're never supposed to add kosos between the third and fourth because it's nerek kemosef kosos. It's like you're adding kosos. So here you're stuck. So he says he's not sure what to do. By Koshlishi, if you didn't do a seba, do you have to go back, halacha lemaisa, even though you're not, no, maybe you're supposed to so much that it breaks that rule. So he's mistopic. Okay, the psak halacha is that we always go back if you forget to do a seba. The psak halacha is you always have to go back if you forgot a seba. Okay, so lemaisa, this brings us to the following. It's interesting that there are different people that have to do a seba and different people that don't have to do a seba. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, the Gemara says, Viter, if you take a look at this Gemara, and this leads us to that second brisket Rav I wanted you to see. Okay, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says the following. Take a look at the Gemara, a few lines before that, we'll go back to the end of the Gemara there at the end. It says, Ibayaluhu, Talmud Eitzel Rabo Mai. If the Talmud's by his Rebbe, by the Seder, what's the din? So it says, Tashma. Abaye ki ave beimar zaginin abirke da dadi. When he was baye beimar, he put his head on his knees to do a seba. Ki asino be Rav Yosef amalan lo tzuchisu. You don't have to when you go to the house of Rav Yosef. Mor rabcha kamor shamayim. Okay, so mor rabcha kamor shamayim. You don't have to do a seba. Meisve im kol adam meisve afilu tamitz or rabba. The Bryce says before you got to do a seba by your rebbe. That's a Rebbe who's an apprentice by a mentor, who's teaching you how to be a blacksmith. There you do a Seba. But by a Rebbe with a Talmud Chacham, you don't. Okay? So, Lamaisa, by a Rebbe, by a Talmud Chacham, you don't. Now, the din before said, Ben Eitzel Aviv, his boy, a Seba. A Ben Eitzel, the father, needs a Seba. What does Rashi say? Ben Eitzel Aviv, Sarach a Seba, the law of a Kuf of Kokach. The Rashbam says you're not so subservient. You're not so subservient at all. Okay, look at the last taisvus. Bifnei rabo ein tzarech haseba. Ner da avivu rabo nami ein tzarech. If he's your father and your rebbe, you don't need a seba. The logar me rabo acher. He's no worse than what? He's no worse than what any other rebbe. Miu stam av melabed lebedot Torah. Can I mean perakabed kedushin? Father always teaches his son Torah. Sheben yarim yaviv yosim imo. Ben's more scared of his father than his mother. Neshemalam the Torah teaches him Torah. But in front of a father, you need a seba. So Tosis backs out of it. Originally, he says what? That if your father's your Rebbe, you don't need, because he's no worse than any other Rebbe. You're not supposed to do a seba. Then he backs out of it and he says what? No, he's really your father, more than your Rebbe, so therefore you do a seba. So what are we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch? If your father is your Rebbe, what do you do, halacha l'maisa? If your father's your Rebbe, halacha l'maisa, what do we do? So it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, even if he's a Rabba Muvak, the din is halacha l'maisa. Ben Eitz Laviv, even though he's your Rebbe, you need a seba. You don't even need Rishus, because of the derech of the father always to be mochel kavod to his beno, and that's what the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch paskin. Even with your father, even if he's a Rabba Muvak, that's the din, halacha l'maisa. The Bach happens to be machmer, and he says you should get Rishus. But we assume that if he's your father, he's your father. Even if he's Rabba Muvak, we assume he's Michael. Okay. Now, this leads us to the following. So that's the way we paskin, okay? We paskin like the second day in the Tosa's conclusion that even if your father's your Rebbe, he's your father first, and therefore we assume he's Michael. The Bach is cholik, he says you need Mesinus Rishus. Okay, there's a very, very famous Briskerov in the beginning of the Rambam. It's his first shtickle Torah on the Rambam. And the Chiddush is as follows, okay? The Chiddush is as follows, and Lamaisa comes out to be a tremendous kasha on this whole shtickle Torah, okay? Comes out to be a tremendous kasha on this whole shtickle Torah of Lamaisa, about a seva. So we have to see what he says. The Brisker Rav develops in Hilchos Talmud Torah that there's a difference between Rabo Muvak and Rabo Sheino Muvak. Rabo Sheino Muvak means like a generic Talmud Chacham, okay? So basically he develops this theory that Lamaisa, a Rabo Muvak is someone that taught you most of your learning. Rov Muvak. We don't have it nowadays, says the Ma'arik. We don't have a Rabo Muvak nowadays. But if you taught your Rov, your learning is Rabo Muvak. That is Perek Hay in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That's what the Rambam writes. Pirakei is devoted to Rabo Muvak. Okay? That's Pirakei. However, Perek Vav talks about a generic Talmud Chacham and a Rabo She'eno Muvak. Okay? Which is all the Rebbeim nowadays that we have. So the Ma'arik, Lechem Mishnah quotes the Ma'arik. So you have Pirakei in the Rambam and you have Perek Vav. So the Rambam makes the following Chiddush. The Rambam writes that a Rabba Muvak can be mochel the kavod that is due to him. He says it can be mochel. We know that a parent that's mochel on their kavod, kvodo mochel. We know that a Rebbe that's mochel on his kavod, it's a machlokus in the Gemara Kedusha, what is the Gemara Paskin? That it's mochel, based on Tarasu Delay. Okay? He has the bilus on the actual Torah, so he can be mochel. Tarasu Delay. A Nasi of the Sanhedrin is mochel on his kavod, kvodo mochel. What about a Melech? Melech shel mochel kvodo, very good, man, and kvodo mochel, shenemar son tasim alecha, sheteim aso alecha. He has to instill fear in the Jewish people. The way Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah, Yud Aleph, and Aleph, the Rav said, he's not its own kavod. We give kavod to the Melech, it's kavod to Klal Yisrael, that he's leading us. If you don't have bilus on your kavod, you can't be mochel. But if you have Tarasu Delay, it's a Torah you earn, so you can be Michael. That's what the Rav is Mechavin the Tyson of Azara. You give covet to the Melech, it's not his own personal covet. He doesn't own it. So if he doesn't own it, it can be Michael. He can't be Michael. Okay? So the Rambam writes by Rabbo Muvak, there's a notion of Mechila. Okay? He never mentions Mechila ever in Perek Vav when he talks about a generic Talmud Chacham or Rabbo Shina Muvak. Never mentions it. Okay, it's a glaring omission. So the Kesef Mishnah says, you know what? No big deal. It's a Kal Vachomer. If you have to give great a lot of kavod to Rabbi Muvak, and despite that it can be Meichel, how much more so by a regular Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Shimon Muvak Mechila should work? He doesn't even need to mention it. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes. Okay? So the Brisker Rav says, I don't think so, I beg to differ. I'm going to say Apshadi says, against the Kesef Mishnah. Okay? And Lamaisa, he develops the following theory. He claims that when it comes to Rabbi Muvak, there's a different obligation. That obligation is called kavod and mora. What is kavod? Kavod are all the positive things you have to do. Give drink, give food, stand up for him. Mora, all the negative things you're supposed to not do. Not supposed to interrupt him, sit in his seat. Yes? That's only due to a kavod to Rabbi Muvak. He is the address, he's Mechayev kavod and mora. When it comes to a generic Talmud Chacham, it has nothing to do with kavod and mora. Has to do with vadar to pnei zaken. Has to do with the notion of showing kavod atayrim. He doesn't generate it. He happens to be the address. I'm giving really kavod to the Torah. He happens to be the address. But when it comes to Rabbi Muvak, he generates the chiyuv. He mamish generates the whole chiyuv. Because of who he is. And he taught you all that Torah. And therefore the kibbutz mora is due to him. When you give kavod to a rabbi, shena muvak, or a jener, tamal chacham, you are glorifying the Torah. He just happens to be the address of it. You follow me? Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, since a rabbi, shena muvak, and a jener, tamal chacham, it is not his. He's just the address of the Torah. He doesn't have the bialus to be moichel. And therefore, when the Rambam omits mechila, please get it down, Avram, he omits it because you cannot be moichel. Cannot. Against the Kesef Mishnah. You follow me? Kesef Mishnah just says it was a kol shekin. Of course you can be moichel. Ram didn't need to write it. Adam, you got me? The Brisker Rav says, no. The nature of the chiyuv to a generic Talmud Chacham is called Adar to Bnei Zaken, and it's not his. Since it's not his, he cannot be moichel. And that's why the Ram doesn't mention it. Jacob, you got me? This is the first chiddush in the Brisker Rav on the Rambam. It's the first tikkul Torah. The one on Aseb is a little bit later. No, it's chometz matzah. Thereby, he mentions mechila by Rabbi Muvak, and he doesn't mention mechila because you know what? Mechila cannot be done. I'm writing this on the board according to the Brisker Rav. Mechila lo yachol. According to the Kesef Mishnah, he can't. Yes, go ahead. What is your first name?
Kiva.
Kiva, go ahead.
Doesn't that cause confusion? Let's say you're in a room, I don't know what the situation would necessarily be of a Mechila case, but if he's some people in the room's personal Mubak Rebbe, then a generic Rebbe to other people, you're going to split up the room, and what is it with the Mocha in the situation?
Well, if he has people over at the Seder, each guy individually has to say, well, is this my Rabba Mubak, or is this my Rabba Shana Mubak?
Each person is...
Yeah, they'll have to guide themselves accordingly. Well, they'll have to ask Rishus or not ask Rishus. Correct. Well said. Absolutely. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
So by the Rabbi Shigeru, you can't do Haseba?
Well, good. It's good. So let's think. Well said. Doing Haseba is impinging upon your Rebbe's cover. You don't sit and recline in front of him. So you're saying very good. So Lemaisa, we look at this din, and it says what? It says Atam b'fnei Rabbo. It says what? Ein Sarach Haseba. Because it's an impingement of the cover. Unless you ask Rishus, right? Unless you ask Rishus, okay? So if you, we're going to get to your let's develop the Brisker Rav, then we get to a kasha that I heard many, many years ago from a great Talmud Chacham in New Haven.
I'm saying just according to the shot of it, of the Brisker Rav, of now the Brisker Rav, before
that. Right. No, so in other words, the way you're saying it now, if you're by your Rebbe for the Seder, who's a Rabbo Sheino Muvak, he cannot be Mochel, so you can't even ask him Rishus. So you should not be able to do a Seder. Whereas by a Rabbi Muvak, there is a notion of Mechila, so you should be able to ask him, and he should be able to give you the ability. Okay? That's basically what you're asking. That's what it translates into. Okay? Well said. You follow me? Again, a Talmud doing his save in front of his Rebbe is a lack of kavod. So if you ask him permission, and he can be Mochel, that's fine. But what we're saying is that Rabbi Muvak has the ability to be
Mochel. This is why Rambam did mention it. So according to Kesef Mishnah, he didn't mention it because like Kavod Chomer you're able to.
That's what the Kesef Mishnah says, right? But the Brisker Rav is saying Fakir. That's what I'm saying. If you're by your Seder, by a Rabbi Shena Muvak, then even if you ask him, he can't let you. He doesn't have the ability to.
He can't let you do
Cannot let you do a save. It's not neat. You don't have bialus. You're giving Kavod to the Torah, but it's not his. So he doesn't have bialus on it.
Fine, so give us according to the Brisker Rav, if you're not doing Haseba, that means you're showing a Kavod Mora.
No, no, it's you're showing Bavadarta Pnei Zakeh. You're never showing covered and Maoris to a Rabba Muvak.
But we see that
Rabba Shenu Muvak is Vadarta Pnei Zakeh by its very nature.
We see on the right side of the board that the reason you have to ask is because Haseba has to do with covered Maoris, and that's why you have to.
No, I didn't say that.
But it seems like.
I didn't say that, Moise. So your relationship to your Rabba Muvak is always covered and Maoris. The relationship to a Rabba Shenu Muvak, Jirinacham, is always called Vadarta Pnei Zakeh. So plugging in and doing a seba is an issue of when it comes to a rabba muvik, it's kibud v'mora. When it comes to a issue of a rabba shen muvik, it's vadar to pnei zaken. So that's what I'm saying. So let's get these. Okay, so we got it. So mechila can be done by rabba muvak, and lemaisa by a generic tamachacham or rabba shen muvak, it is not nitam the mechila. Yes. What is your first name?
Yishai.
Yes, Yishai.
Why is it not a problem that you'd be allowed to? Like, we're letting you be mevatel mitzvah of a sebet in order to be.
Okay, we're gonna get to it. So the Brisker Rav goes weiter and he develops other nafkaminas. He says,
Rebbe?
Yes, Matthew, real quick, because I want to get to it. Yeah.
Where would a gadol b'Yisrael be considered?
So Taisus says in Baba Kama, the gadol ador is like Rabba Muvak to everybody. That's the Shem Elokachatira. Taisus says Baba Kama Malafon Beis, that is the gadol ador. Very good. Okay, so I want to give another nafkamin, he says. Beis HaMirchatz. He says, he points out, what's the din of Beis HaMirchatz? Okay? Let's say you say Rabba Muvak in a Beis HaMirchatz. You're not supposed to go to the mikvah if your rabbi's there. You're supposed to wait till he comes out. But what's the din? The din is, you're chayiv. By a Rabba Muvak, I don't care where you're at. Beis Akisei, Beis HaMirchatz, you have to give him kavod and mora. But when you talk about a Jirner Tamachachim, is that a proper place to glorify the Torah? Absolutely not. He says, Beis HaMirchatz, Lo Tzarif, or Ein Chiyuv. That's right, Ein Chiyuv. That's a very good nafkamina that he points out. Beis HaMirchatz is no Chiyuv. It's not a place to glorify the Torah. But Rabba Muvak is your personal relationship to him. I don't care where it is. You have covered Amara due to him. He gives another nafkamina. Let's say you have Superman vision. You could see a Rabba Muvak from 15 miles away. You're mechuyev to get up. When are you mechuyev to get up into a generic tamachacham? Only within 6 feet. Arbamos. Because again, it's not covered Amara. The personal relationship has the gavra, it's because kavod atayra. That only becomes invoked when you're within arba amos of it. Get these nafkaminas down, Avram, okay?
All these things.
Yes, that's what we wrote. Mechila, Perakei. That's what he writes. Rabba Muva can be mocha. Generic tamachami never mentions it. Kesem Mish says it's a kolshike. No, Briskra says he didn't mention it because he can't do it. That's why he doesn't mention it. Another nafkamin. He points out that the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim compares Rabba Muvak to your parents, to your Morim, to your Horim. Now Horim, we have Kibud and Mora. Kabed, Savicha, Simech, and also there's a Din Mora. The Rambam Hilchos Mamrim compares a Rabba Muvak to your parents. He doesn't compare a regular Tamachachim to your parents. He doesn't compare a Rabba Shena Muvak to your parents. Okay? Rabba Muvak is to the Horim. We don't find Lomotzim. We don't find this comparison. Lomotzim Hashva, a comparison between Bain, Rabo Sheno Muvak, the what? Rabo Sheno Muvak, the Horim. Again, because the parents are common with thread, they have Kibbutz Amora due to them. So it does a Rabba Muvak. Not a Rabba Shin Muvak or a generic Tamachachim. They don't have that. So he says that's why it fits beautifully in the Rambam. What's your first name?
Michael,
go ahead.
So a Rabba Muvak, they have a chiyuv to give kavod to, but a Rabba Shin Muvak, is it just a lack of a chiyuv? Or is it a chiyuv to not give kavod in these situations?
No. All there is is Vadar Tepnei Zaken. That's all Bidus Chassidus. I have no chiyuv.
I don't have to go into the Beis
HaMirchatz.
Like,
if I'm in the Beis HaMirchatz and I see a Rabba Shena Muvak,
I shouldn't
in that case. In that case, I shouldn't because it's inappropriate.
So I should still not go in even though I don't.
No. If you're there, I'm saying it would be inappropriate to show him what, to show him cover. Because you're showing, you're inappropriate to do Hadar B'nai Zakim. It's not a place that's proper to glorify the Torah. In that case, you shouldn't do it. If you want to get up and be a tzaddik from Malena, from that's fine. You don't have no chiv. Okay? That, in the situation of Mitzvah Merzah, would be improper. Okay? All right? Okay. Now this leads us to the following. This leads to here, Yonatan. This leads us to the following. It says in the Gemara Kiddushin, okay? I want you to get this. It says in the Gemara Kiddushin, I believe it's Aflamet Bezman Bez. What does it say in Lamed Bezman Bez? It says that, I think it was Harabah, he was a butler pouring drinks for the other Amoraim at his son's wedding. So they were sitting, and the Gemara says that Ikbid, he got upset they didn't get up when he was pouring the drinks. What do you mean? If you're acting like the butler, aren't you being moch on your kavod? So they didn't have to get up. So the way Rashi understands the Gemara as follows, is that he got upset because personally, even though they didn't have to, they should have got up a little bit to show a little bit of derech eretz. Rav Ikbid. That's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin. Okay? That's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin. He was a little bit insulted. They still should have gotten up a little bit. Even though his acting is like the butler is also implicitly being Michael. So the Brisker Rav says, Rabba's relationship to those other Amoraim were what? He wasn't their Rabba Muvak. He was a Rabba Shaina Muvak. Says the Brisker Rav shot. According to Rambam, you cannot be Michael. You cannot be Michael. So what he was upset at was that they what? That they should have gotten up. And I want to add on a Brisker Vort. He wasn't upset personally. He was upset they didn't do the din. He was upset they didn't fulfill the halacha. That they didn't know the shtickle Torah. That since he was a generic Talmud Chacham to them, he has no bias to be Michael. Vadarta Pnei Zaka, they should have gotten up. Because he was a Rabbi Shein Muvak. You follow me? So I'm going to write down 7 is the Gemara Kiddushin. Against what? It's against Rashi's shot over there. That he just was himself was personally what? He was personally what? Insulted. It has nothing to do with that. He was upset. I have no bias to be Michael. You have to show covet to what? Dr. Bezerra, glorify the Torah. That's not Nitan L'Machila. That's why he got upset. And it's a Brisker word. He didn't get upset because he was personally hurt. He got upset because he didn't do the din properly. Memela, this is a different shot, L'Maisa, than Rashi on the Gemara. This is what the Brisker Rav develops. So it comes out, 1 second, Kiva. So it comes out that the Kesef Mishnah, the Brisker Rav, very, very beautifully, starts the piece with the Kesef Mishnah and ends the piece with the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch didn't buy this whole Shtickle Torah. What did the Shulchan Aruch say? That you can be Mochel on Kavod and what? Mora. You can also Mochel on what? Hidur. Kesef Mishnah, the Mechaber, is the same Gadol. So he says, my Shtickle Torah is good in the Rambam, it's not good in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, of course you can be Mochel by both. You can be Mochel on Kavod and Mora, and Kol Shekei, you can be Mochel on what? Hidur. But according to the Brisker Rav, no, Hidur is not Nitan L'Mechila. You can't be Michael. And since you can't be Michael, it comes out, Halacha L'Maisa, that's why Rava got upset. So many, many years ago, I heard from a great Talmud Chacham, I don't know his name. He was an Avreich at that time. That he asked the Kasha on this Brisker Rav. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Chaschamas U'Matzah, I think it's Halacha Hey there. If you're a Talmud by your Rebbe, for the Seder. If you're a Talmud by your Rebbe for the Seder, he says, Rabba Muvak, Rabba She'ena Muvak, you cannot do a Seba unless you ask Nesinus Rishus. Now, what's the Kasha on the Brisker Rav? How could the Rambam write Rabba She'ena Muvak? It's not what Mechilable. Right? If there is such a word. He asked the Kasha on the Brisker Rav. According to Brisker Rav, why does the Rambam write Nilchos Chametzu Matzah? Even though the Mechaber copies the Rambam's words, that's not a problem in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber said you could Mokel Hidr. But the pshat is, when your relationship to a what Rabbi Shina Muvak is labeled as what Vadarta Bnei Zaken, you are glorifying the Torah. It's not called Kibud V'Moira. It's called glorifying the Torah. But he has no pilus on it. So what do you mean, Nisinus Hashos? That was the kasha that he asked on the Brisker Rav. It's a great kasha. So many, many years ago, not so many years ago, Reb Belenzon's father, Zatzal, was a doctor. You know Reb Belenzon's father? He was a doctor. He passed away 4 or 5 years ago. It's a great Talmud Chacham. So he sent me a shtickel Torah once written by Rav Golvich Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva, the founder of, you know, Rav Golvich's uncle, the founder of Kiryat Biavna, Rav Chaim Yaakov Golvich Zatzal. So he sent me a shtickel Torah that the Brisker Rav asked the same, that the Rav Golvich asked the same kasha on the Brisker Rav. And he gave a very interesting answer, which I want to share with you. What's the answer? The answer is, and I wanted to highlight this, the word Mechila never appears in the Rambam in Chametz Matzah. It doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. You know what appears, what word? Nisinus Rishus. So basically what he wanted to answer is as follows. You know, we said there were two takanas of the Chachamim. What were they? To express Cheres. One is Arba Kosos, Kuf Tet Zayin Beis, and number two is a Seir. Correct. To express Cheres. It's like turning off the lights, and then you turn them back on. The Talmud by his Rebbe doesn't feel comfortable. He has a sense of reverence. So at the beginning of the Seder, the Talmud asks the Rebbe, you know what? Can you give me the permission, the license to do Haseba? Can you turn the lights off in the sense that now I want to feel comfortable and I want to be able to express my Cheres? That's not called Mechila. That's just creating a different zone now, a comfort zone where he can do the Haseba. And that's why the word Mechila doesn't appear. It's called a Nesinus Rishus. And the Rebbe says to the Talmud, even though he's a rabbo, Shaina Muvak, or he's a generic Talmud Chacham, he says, I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabbanan that you asked earlier, Yishai, right?
Yeah.
The mitzvah of the Rabbanan of Haseba. But that mitzvah of the Rabbanan of Haseba doesn't get off the ground, Yishai, if you're in an uncomfortable situation. You have to be able to express the Cheres. If you're in an uncomfortable situation because you want to show, you have to show reverence to your Rebbe, then the whole Chiv doesn't get off the ground because it can't get done. So what you do is you turn the switch off as the Rebbe and you say, relax, feel comfortable, and then the Din Rabbanan. Because Yishai asked me, he said, how could the Chachamim just suspend this mitzvah? It's a mitzvah Rabbanan. The mitzvah Rabbanan cannot be fulfilled in such a scenario and in such an environment. So you need to change the environment, and that's why you turn the switches off. And you turn them back on. And I wanted to bring a riot to that because the word Mechila doesn't appear. It's a Nesinus Rishus. Different language that is used. And that's why the Rambam will say that even a Rabo Shena Muvak can allow its Talmud to do a save. Ah, you can't be Mechila. It's not Mechila. It's given the allowance to be able to do the Cheres. Yes, Yosef.
Does this fit in with to what we said about Mitzdayer being Pater? Because he's Mitzdayer until he gets the Nesinus Rishus from his Rebbe.
Yeah, I don't think it's Mitzdayer. It's not Mitzdayer. It just doesn't feel comfortable. It's just like you're not the Asay Tov. We had a machlokes between the Chidah and the Birkei Yosef. Is Mitzdayer only limited to Sukkah and Tefillin? Or does Mitzdayer apply to all the mitzvahs, right? This is not Mitzdayer. It's just you don't feel that level of comfortable. It's not like a Sur Meirah. It's more of an Asay Tov. He's not in that scenario. So maybe that's how you can answer this kasha, and therefore what? It's not going to be a problem with the Brisker Rav and the Rambam. A beautiful pshat, no? That's where Golvich, that's how I wanted to answer. I don't remember what the Avreich answers was. Maybe it was the same answer. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
Is mochling the kavod more on the Rebbe, whereas the Nesinus Rishus is on the Talmud?
I don't think so. I mean, the Rebbe, it's a different concept. It's not just being mochel. It's here just, you know, telling him to relax. He needs to be able to do that. So he says, I want you to relax and feel comfortable where you can express yourself and fulfill the mitzvah. Bless you. It's not a mechil, you follow me? It's like you're in an environment where you can't do a seba, so you want to change the environment. So that's what you're doing. It's not a mechil. So memeila, you don't have that kasha, oh, you have Bible sign and I can't be mechil. Okay, you follow me? Now, I also want to stress with this Brisker Rav, I think it's also important to emphasize, and you might ask this, that, you know, you could ask that a rabo muvhak You could ask that a Rabba Muvak is really viewed in Lomdis as different than a Rabba Shena Muvak. What do I mean to say by that? I mean, you could have said that, isn't there a din of Hadarta to a Rabba Muvak as well? He just has his Kibbut and Meir. You see, qualitatively, it's different. He becomes like a different category. You follow what I'm saying? It's not like he's squared or cubed of a Rabba Muvak squared or cubed of a Rabba Shena Muvak. He's a different Bria. And that different Bria brings to the table Kibbut and Meir, because it's not just time to glorifying the Torah. He himself is inextricably linked to the Torah. So it's a different category in Gansan completely. So that's what we want to bring out between these two Kiddushim. Yes, Akiva, go ahead.
I don't understand why it's even, I mean, it works very well with this girl. The whole Indian of the Kavod of our Rabbo with Gubak, the Torah might want you in this situation in the Seder to lean, but because you have a personal relationship with this person, it's inappropriate and therefore you have to ask. Completely a study to the Torah. But in the situation with the Rabbo who's Sheino Mubak, it's a unique situation that he represents the Torah. Your only relationship to him, your only respect that you owe is the Torah. But the Torah in this situation wants you to lean.
Right, that's a great point you bring up. But I think it speaks volumes exactly what we're saying. It's a great kasha you bring up. But I think the Vort is exactly that. In other words, by a Rabbo Muvak, your relationship is Kibbut v'Mora, and therefore he became inextricably linked with the Torah, so he has the bilus on that. So he will be able to let you do it. Whereas the Rabbo Shena Muvak, it's purely Kavod HaTorah, but he has no bilus on it. But therefore he cannot what? He cannot affect, even though you're right. You're saying the Torah wants you to do that, but there's two dinin. There's Kavod HaTorah, and then there's another Halach and a Seba. And the bottom line is that he doesn't have bilus on that. So the Kavod HaTorah zone precludes you from Haseba getting off the ground. It's not like it's a stira. It doesn't even allow it to surface. That's what I want to bring out. You follow me? You can't say this guy has a Chiv Haseba because he's in a different zone. And that different zone precludes him from being able to feel comfortable to do it. So that's the Vort. Okay, it's a good kashrus. And what I'm saying brings out exactly what we're trying to say. That's the Chiddush we want to say from the Brisker Rub. Okay, we got that? And the Kashan and the Teres. Please get it. So we did two Brisker Rubs already today, okay? Let's go back now to the previous lines of the Gemara and get to finish up about the different what? The different aspects of the different people. Let's see, okay? Let's see the Gemara here. The Gemara says a few lines earlier. Let's start from the Gemara where it says a Proktan. Okay, everyone got that? Let's see Proktan. Okay, Proktan, Lo Shmei Haseba. What is a Proktan? So the Rashbam and Tosfos say that he's lying on his back with his face up. Tosfos says there are those that say no, your belly's on the floor. Okay? So there's two days, Lamaisa, what exactly Proktan is. Okay? 2 days in the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Aruch say it means what? That you are Your belly's on the floor. That second shot we just said, but Rashi, Rashbam, and Taisis all say means you're lying on your back. Okay, so you have a machlekes and Yishonim. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch quotes both pshatim, and that Lamaisa, you cannot do Haseba. If you do it in a Proktan way, you are not what? You're not Yod. So Proktan is not called Haseba. You got to be on your side. Can't be on your face to the floor or on your back. If you do that, you're not Yod. Mechaber quotes both pshatim. Okay, next one. Hesebis Yamin Lo Shmei Haseba. Why is Hesebis Yamin Lo Shmei Haseba? If you do Haseba Yamin, it's not called Haseba. Let's read the next line of the Gemara. V'lo Od El Shiyaktim Kana V'Leveshet V'Yavol L'Dei Sakana. So the Gemara says that if you do Haseba on the Yamin, it's not good. Doesn't say why. Note that. And it not only is it what? A problem. El Shiyaktim Kana V'Leveshet V'Yavol L'Dei Sakana. So the Rashbam, if you take a look at the Rashbam, guys, take a look at the Rashbam here, okay? Hesebis yamin lav shmei haseba shari biyameinu, I'm sorry, biyamino utzarach lechol. Okay? So according to the Rashbam, why is haseba on the right side bad? Because you need to be able to eat with the right hand. And since doing like this, you can't eat like this, right? So it's not shy. Okay, it's not... I think you could add on a little bit, Yonatan, that's what you were saying, it's not Derech Eris. The whole point of Seba is Derech Eris, it's not Derech Eris. If I eat with my right hand normally, I'm eating like this. That's not derech eretz. It's very uncomfortable. Then he says, yes, Yonatan.
I read that a lefty leans to his right, but he had a
zeal. We'll get to it, okay? Let's see inside. Shemiyaktim. What is Shemiyaktim? Aproktan koi. What is he saying? What is the Rashbam saying? Shemiyaktim kanu leveshes is going back on what? Again, there are two dinim, guys, yes? What are the two dinim? Proktan lo shmeh seba. Let's read the Gemara closely. Haseba yamin lo shmeh seba. So Rashbam learns that choking is going on proktan. Shafui kova sosim is piakana niftach umiskap lamala vekana poshet lamala vamachal niklas lasocho vnechenak kach perish rabbeinu shlomo. So what does this mean? You have a trachea and you have a windpipe. We're afraid that the food will go down the wrong side, and this is true. Medically, it's God forbid, if you go like this, you could choke. So the Rashbam learns that Shemayaktim Leveshes is going on both Hesebis Yomim and also what Proktan. Okay? You got that in the Gemara? But then he says, I have a kasha my grandfather. The kasha li, kach perish Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's what Rashi says. This, what I just said is what Rashi, the Rashbam quotes his grandfather Rashi. So that the din of what? Shemiyaktim Karnaveses goes on Asebis Yomin and also Proktan. Frek the Kasha, the Kasha Li, Amai Lo Somcha Lahai, Alo Asebis Yomin. So what's the Kasha? What's the Kasha? You guys tell me. What's he asking on the Rashbam? He's asking on Rashi. I'm sorry, what's he asking on the Rashi? What's he asking on Rashi? Because why? He's saying that the din of Shemiyaktim Leveshes went back on what? Hesebis Yomin goes back on Prakta, but not on Hesebis Yomin. You got what I'm saying? It doesn't go back on Hesebis Yomin. So if it doesn't go back on Hesebis Yomin, so why is there a separation between what? First it says Proktan and Hesebis Yomin. Should have said Proktan and then say Shemiyaktim Leveshes. Why would you talk like that in the Gemara? Everyone got the Kasha? That's what he's asking. Would say it says what? It says Proktan and it says Hesebis Yomin. Then it says Shemiyaktim Leveshes. And Yaktim is going back on Proktan. Say Proktan, Shemiyaktim Leveshes, then say Hesebis Yomin. Yes? It's not going on both. It's only going on Proktan. So he has a great kasha. He says, Viraboisai Pirishu Shemiyaktim Leveshes, Deveshes Have Altsad Yomin, Niftach Hakova. So what does the Rashbam argue? The Rashbam says what? The Rashbam says that Shemiyaktim Kamal Veshes is going on a Sebis Yomin. If you go to your right, God forbid you'll choke. It's not going on Proktan. Maybe it could also go on Proktan as well, but it's definitely going on what Yomin? So how do we frem for what? Frem for the Rashi. Lamai. So what do you have to frem for Rashi? So let's get this down. So it quotes in Shulchan Aruch. Quotes all these dinim. Hesebis Yomin is bad. Proktan is bad. Why is Hesebis Yomin bad? Why is Hesebis Yomin bad? So Lamai. So Rashi says Hesebis Yomin is bad because why? It's a lack of Derech Eretz. Why is Hesebis Yomin bad according to what? According to the Rashbam? Because you might die, God forbid. You might choke. So let's get that machloikas down. And my Proktan Lamaisa, what is the problem? Proktan, according to Rashbam, is you might what? According to Proktan, Rashi says it's not the derech because you might choke. And what does Rashbam say? What does Rashbam say, Allah Lamaisa? He doesn't say why Proktan is a problem. What do you think the answer is? It's not the derech Oakland. No. The Rashbam didn't say why Proktan was a problem. He said why Hesebis Yomin was a problem. Why is Proktan a problem? Proktan is a problem. It's not Derech Oakland. And the Kavan is not Derech Harris. It's not considered to be Derech Harris. So that Lamaisa comes out, the two reasons. So again, let's get this clear. You have a Sevis Yomin, and you have what? You have Proktan. Proktan is a problem because why? According to Rashi, you might choke. According to Rashbam, why is it a problem? Halacha Lamaisa? What are we saying? Not Derech Harris. Correct. That's what the Orza Ruah says it. And why is a Sevis Yomin a problem? Why is Hesebis Yomin considered to be a problem? Because according to Rashbam, you might choke, right? According to Rashbam, you might choke, or it might not be Derech Eretz. So it's interesting.
Hesebis
Halacha lemaisa, that if you say these are the two reasons, sakana or derech eretz, what's a nafkemina? If it's sakana, it's only a problem when shas achila. Remember we said according to the Miri, let's say. Remember we said according to the Miri, you should do a seva through halal and through al magid. That's what we say. We want him to die from Tosfos. Tosfos against the Miri. Tosfos says only matzah and arbakosos needed. We want to say against the Miri. Tosfos against the Miri. But let's say shalom b'shas achila. So what do you say, Matthew? If the problem is sakana, then what? Then it's only an issue of what? During achila. If I'm not eating, what's the wrong one? During a seva or halal, do a seva like that. Not a problem. But if you hold it's a problem of derech eretz, and I have to do a derech eretz, even during magid, even during halal, then it's a problem. So that's a good nafkemina that comes up. Okay? So that's Lagabi reading the Gemara closely by the same Shom and the Prakta. Yes, Matthew?
Why are we mashma that the Rashbam holds that Prakta is not the Achila? Why can we say he also holds it's that it's dangerous and we'll just minimize the machlokas to only
because
a Sebes Yomin?
He doesn't, he says beferish by a Sebes Yomin, right? Right? He says it only, he says his whole theory was only by Prakta, right? He only said it by Prakton that it's going to be a problem. It goes back on Prakton. He dafka went out of his way to say that. Shemiakim Leveshes goes back on what Rashbam wanted to say, and that's the distinction, right? Rashbam said Lamaisa that Prakton is a problem of choking, right? Rashbam himself against Rashi. He says that Prakton is a problem of choking, right? But it's not going on what? He says, the Rashbam says Beferish, that the Shemiyakim Leveshes, I'm sorry, you're as an Asebis Yomim, not on Prakdan. The Rashbam himself is an Asebis Yomim, not on Prakdan. That's the Rashbam Shita.
No, but what I'm saying, so because he explicitly says it by Asebis Yomim and not by Prakdan, we're mashma there that he doesn't hold it by Prakdan?
Right, exactly, correct. That's what we want to say, and that's why we bring up Derech Eretz. Okay, very good. So that's a good nafkamina, Shalom B'Shas Achila. But I don't think I mentioned in the beginning of the year, I want him to die from Tosfos. And the Dvar Shmuel says the same thing against the Miri. They don't do a Seba. The Miri says you do a Seba Halal during the Magid and the whole thing. Tosfos says no. He says, B'shash Shtiyah. Didn't Tosfos say B'shash Shtiyah? Did you notice that? Didn't Tosfos say you only do a Seba B'shash Shtiyah? That's Kulu Boy Shrikha Seba. That Tosfos didn't ask a Kulu. What does he say? Oh, I'm going to Shrikha and say B'shash Shtiyah. And he brought it up by Matzah. He doesn't bring it up anywhere else. It's against the Miri. He's trying to exclude the Miri Shita. You follow me? And I'm saying it comes out to be an afkaminim. Okay, let's see the next din, guys. Let's go. What's the next din? Isha etzel baila. Lo boy eseba. Im isha chashuva yitzricha eseba. Ah. A woman by her husband does not require eseba. What's going on with that? So take a look at the Rashbam. He gives you two reasons. Let's look. Isha yitzricha eseba. Im ne'emas baila kfufalo. She has fear of her husband and she's subservient to him. Who perished by Shiltus to Rav Achai? You know Shiltus Rav Achai is one of the Gaonim. Lav Darchai and the Nashin Lemizga. Lemizga is the Aramaic word for reclining. Okay, so he gives two different reasons. One is reverence, and one is not the derech of women to recline. So Lamaisa the Rush points out a very beautiful nafkamina, very obvious nafkamina. He says, what about by a widow, or a grusha, or a single woman who has no husband?
Isn't that Isha Chashuva?
No, we'll have to define Yishai. What is Yishai Chashuva? We'll get to it. It means something else. It means a wealthy one. We'll see. Well, let's take this din one at a time. Okay? So the Rush points out if you have a widow, a grusha, or a single woman, according to the first reasoning, what are you going to say? What do you say, Halacha L'maisa? He says, Halacha L'maisa, she has no reverence because she has no husband.
No, it's yes.
But he says it's not a problem. Not a problem. According to the Lamaisa, the Shiltus, though, Akiva, like you're saying, ain't Tzirich La'esef. So, if I would ask you, I want you to get that nafkamina, you got to clarify, if I would ask you, where do you think the Gemara is mashma? Which way? Like the first shot or the second shot? I think it's mashma, it says, Icha Eitzel Baila. It's mashma like the first shot. Tafke Eitzel Baila, she doesn't need a saber. Because it says Baila, no? But the Bach doesn't like that. And he asks what you were similarly trying to, I think, drive at, Yishai. He says, why does Isha Chashuva need a Seba? She's also Meshubetis Labaila, right? That's what he points out. But he's bothered by that. He's bothered by that. Okay, but nonetheless...
What's it didn't cover her husband?
It's not nice. Yeah, it's not nice. It's not nice unless he gives permission. So Lamaisa, this is what the two reasons I want you to get, that the Ran is a little bit of a different reason. He says Mishamesh is Labaila, that she's serving the Baila. Okay, whatever the case is, I want you to get this nafkamina. But what I want to get to is as follows. Please get that. We'll get back to your question about a lefty too, Yonatan. But I wanted just to get this. What does that mean, that it's not the derech of women? So this is a very important Ramah in Simon Tuf Ayin Dalet, where he writes, Beferish, and you know, Lamaisa, let's read the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says what? V'im isha chashuva hi yitzricha seba. If she's a chash of a woman, she needs a seba. So Yishai asks me, what is a chash of a woman? So I want you to get this. Rabbeinu Manoach gives you three possibilities what a isha chashuva is. Okay, three possibilities. Number one, it means a wealthy woman. Isha chashuva means a wealthy woman.
Who is this?
This is Rabbeinu Manoach, the Kesef Mishnah quotes, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. Number one, he says, it means a woman that is what? That is wealthy. Okay? It means a woman that is wealthy, has a lot of avodim shvachos. So she needs a seba. Number two, it means a woman that is has no husband. She runs the household. And number three, it means that she's a boss of Gedolei Ador. She's Eses Chal Yerush Hashem. So those are the definitions of Nisha Chashuva. Nisha Chashuva needs a seba. Okay? Now, this brings us to the Ramah that I want you to get. One sec, Matthew. The Ramah writes, in Simon Tafai and Dalitz of Vez, he says, all our women nowadays are chashuvas, but he says, they shouldn't do a say because we lie the Rav Yah. What does Rav Yah say? That Bizman Hazeh, no one does a seba. No, it's not the derech to do a seba.
For anybody?
Oh, so that's the kasha. But I want you to get the formulation of the Ramah. The Ramah says, all our women nowadays are chashuvas, don't get me wrong, but he says, nowadays, no, the women don't do a seba because we rely on the role of Rav Yah that we don't bisman hazeh, we don't have to do a seba. So Avram asked the kasha. This is what I want you to get. Avram asked, we rely on the Rav Yah. So why do men do it? Why do men do it? So here I want you to get this from Shlomo Zalman. Very important. You can't take a din in the Gemara and just do away with it. How can a Rishon do that? How can a Rishon do that? This is din d'rabbanan. Can't just do away with it. You need to be greater b'chachma b'minyan. We are not. Ravina Ravashi wrote the Gemara so far off. Babetzia Pehem and Aleph. The buck stops with the Gemara. I'm sorry, Matthew. What were we going to say?
I'm not sure. It's maybe a Krum Sora, but maybe it's similar to like what we said that by Mitzvah Shemazon Grama, not sure Mitzvah Shemazon Grama, and by Mitzvah Patu Nesuka, that by Nashim is that you know Nashim would never be. And by Osim and Sepatim Menetzer, that Nashim would never be Chayav in Mizrach Shabbat and Grama, so they don't have that, maybe, they wouldn't have that.
You like Rashi but, said Baal Taisif, you mean?
But no, because didn't we say with Osim and Sepatim
yes.
that like some men would be Chayav to do it, so maybe
in the Bracha, you mean?
Yeah.
Women are never Bechuyav, yeah.
Exactly.
So you want
to... Maybe like the same thing here, that we could say like, women generally aren't Chayav in
okay,
Seva, so...
All right, let's see. You're going right direction. So Shlomo Zalman wants to say like this. I want you to get this. Very important. I was always bothered by this. How can the Rav Yah do this? So he says like this. Similar to what you were saying. Very good, Matthew. Excellent. He says, originally, the Chacham were mesakin to do a seva, but they did not mechayev women. Because it was not the derech even bizman ha-gemara for women to do a seva. Only for nashim the rechashim bizman ha-gemara. So therefore, even during the times of the Gemara, it was totally on the minig of that time in the Gemara. 3-400 CE. That was the chiyuv of a seba for women. And therefore, women were chashuv l'maisa, chashuv women needed a seba, but it doesn't mean that they went back to the ikar takana. Because the ikar takana wasn't like men. Men, it was absolute. It was a cross-the-board chiyuv, let's say that, man. Cross-the-board chiyuv on men. Women, it was totally on the minig what was considered to be what? What was considered to be expressing cheres or not? So therefore, bizmanenu, says the Ramah, that it's not the derech. No one eats a seba, correct? So there the Rav Yah says, the Ramah says, I can rely on the Rav Yah. Since Bizman is that no one does what a seba, women will be putter because the original chiyuv of women was dependent whether it was the derech. Was it the derech? Was it not the derech? So nowadays it's not the derech. So Mamela, they go back to the nature of the original chiyuv. It's not that he was uprooting the Gemara, God forbid. But by men, it was an absolute chiyuv. It doesn't depend on the Zmanim. So therefore, Lamaisa, even though nowadays no one does a seba, we can't uproot a din in the Gemara, so by men it sticks. But Whereas by women is much more of a subjective type of takana. So since it was a subjective type of takana, even though normally chashuva women do it, but no one nowadays no one does. Even the wealthiest woman in the world, even the isha of the gadol hador, no, she doesn't do it. So mela, she falls back on the ikar takana, and that depends on the minig, and therefore the minig is no one does it. So women don't do it nowadays. Yes, Yonatan.
Can we say aseros nahakir these days?
We say for men, but not for women. For men, because that was plugged in, like we said, from the Rosh in the beginning. Correct. The Rosh was medayek from the Gemara. That if Shamash has to do a seba, he doesn't do his nayotze. Nayotze the whole thing? That's the chiddush you want to suggest. Okay? Oh. Now this leads us to the following. So that's how I want to, you got that shtickle? Very good, Matthews. You were driving at it. Very good, Mechavid. This is in the Halicha Shlomo. This is written by Shlomo Zalman in Perek Tes Osmen. Perek Tes Osmen. That's what Shlomo Zalman wants to be Masber. Okay. Now, Yonatan brought up earlier, what do you do about a lefty? Okay? Ittayah. What do we do about a lefty? So let's get it. Okay, so the Rosh in Simen Chof, he's the one, again, the Rosh gave the Nefkamina about the Amon of the Grusha. In that same piece in Simen Chof, he gives the following about Ittayah. What do you do about Ittayah? So it's interesting, he says that a lefty usually eats with his left hand. So if you say Hasebis Yaman was a problem because of what? Because I use the right hand to eat, you're going to have the same problem. If I'm a lefty, I can't go like this. This is not Derech Eris. So if you're an Ittayad, you hold like that reasoning, you should want to say I'm like this. If you hold it's a sakon, excuse me, a medical reason, then you're going to never have that problem. So Lamaisa, you should do it if you're an Ittayad to do it on the left. Halach Lamaisa, you can never do it on the right. According to Tom Shaney, it doesn't make a difference. So how do we paskin? So I want you to get this. The Trumas Adeshin paskins in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav to be machmer like the second reason. We're always worried about choking. Where's the line of the Gemara? In Chulin Tesim and Aleph. Famous phrase. Chamira Sakanta Meisura. Chamira Sakanta Meisura. We're always worried about health. Health is the ikar. You don't want to be dangerous except for the Shlosh Averis. So since Chamir is a Kantami Surah, we paskin alach lamaisa, then Itter Yad lamaisa should always do what? Should always do a save on the left, no matter what. Even though lamaisa, it looks a little bit weird, he's going to be eating like this, I don't care. The Sakan is the worst. And we don't want a person, God forbid, to choke. And the Ber alach lamaisa says the following suffix if someone is an amputee, God forbid. The Ber alach and Tafai Meis Siv Gimel Dermaska Ein says, what do you do about an amputee that has no right hand? Or he has a moom, and they can't use his right hand, God forbid. I have a friend of mine, Rahman Al-Islan, had a stroke. And he can't use it, he has no function in his right hand. He has no function in his right hand. So what do you, actually, no, he has no function in his left arm. He has no function in his left arm. But let's say, God forbid, someone had a stroke and he has no function in his right hand. What do you do? Halacha lemaisa. So the Ber Halacha says, I'm not sure. Okay? I'm not sure. If what? If he does a save on the right, lemaisa, what's going to happen? He might choke. If he does a save on the left, how's he going to eat? Right? Because he only has function in his left hand. So, lemaisa, what he says is, he says, Halacha lemaisa, gidem, they can only eat the left. Efshir, in this situation, the Chachamim maybe didn't necessitate Haseib at all. And maybe you say, lemaisa, that he's potter from doing what? Haseib, completely. Halacha lemaisa, because can't do it on his right, because he could choke. Can't do it on the left, it's not comfortable. So maybe they pottered in such a case, Halacha lemaisa. He says, that's what he wants to say, Sarachiyun. He's not sure. Maybe Malcolm said the Chacham did not require Haseib. Is it possible to say that same Sfarah by a lefty? Is it possible to say the same Sfarah by a lefty? You know what I mean? So I don't think so, because the bottom line, a lefty, even though it's going to be uncomfortable, he could force himself to eat with the right hand. You know what I mean? Even though it might not be the greatest thing in the world, it might be lacking cheiris, but you're not in a situation where he was an amputee, or he had a stroke, God forbid. So maybe one can argue and say, by the stroke case, the chum were mafkim, is an onus chonapatra from a seba. But by the case of what? The case of the fellow who is a lefty, maybe we could, lemaisa, even though he's not comfortable eating like this, but maybe we could. Maybe the chum would require him to do that. Okay, I hear what you're saying, but lemaisa, that's what he wants to bring up. Okay, last nakuda, and then we'll close. It's an interesting concept. It's about an evik 90. What do you say about an Eved Kenani? If you have an Eved Kenani, for that matter, even an Eved Ivri. What do you say about an Eved Ivri? Big difference. An Eved Kenani is a half Jew, the Rambam says. You bought him off the slave market, he's a goy. You give him milah, he goes to mikvah. He's chayv and mitzvah like a Jewish woman. He's a half Jew, the Rambam says. If you free him and he wants to be a full Jew, he has to go to mikvah a second time. Mina Torah, according to the Rambam. The Mukiyosa says the Rabbanan. An Eved Ivri is a full fledged Jew. He sold himself or he stole money and he had no money to pay back, so Beit Din sold him. So what's the din by an Eved? So, Lahalacha, the smack, the Sefer Mitzvah Ketanis writes, and the Beis Yosef quotes him, that an Eved in front of his master cannot do a Seba. He's in that uncomfortable zone. Can't express Cheres. Oh, so let's get to it. The Ma'aril, though, writes, Avadim Ishfachos are Chayav Be'a Seba. They are Chayav Be'a Seba. So how do we paskin? So the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Balatanya write, that Avadim and Shvachos Ivrim are definitely Chayiv, but not an Eved Kenani. And the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, an Eved Ivri is Chayiv and a Seba, no doubt, like a Shamish, Halacha L'maisa, but an Eved Kenani, L'maisa, Eved Kenani is Pater. What happens if he gives Rishus? No doubt that it would be okay. No doubt, unless you entertain the following Svarah that the relationship between an Eved Kenani and a master is such that even if he gives Mechila, he's such... so in reverence of his master that it's impossible. Maybe you could say, and that's what I wanted to be mechadish, the poskim don't say if he gives rishus. Why don't they say that? Like we find it by a what? By a Rebbe. You know why, Yonatan? Because it still won't work. That zone of uncomfortability where he feels what? Reverence to his master. So it's not just reverence, he's in pachad of him. So in that case, Lamaisa, maybe he's always putter no matter what, according to those poskim that the Balatanya, Mr. Brewer, the Balatanya writes that Eved and Shifcha are always what? Are always putter. Why are they always putter? Just to have Rishus. Why don't they mention that? Because maybe it's an impossible thing. You still will feel uncomfortable. Goes back to a raya that we had said before. Yes, Michael?
What about the fact that an Eved Kenani is. Right,
but we only say that dinner in room vis-a-vis mitzvah's essay, you know, Shana's man grama. Yeah, we're not going to say it like that. Yeah, because this is totally like a mitzvah, you know. It's a good point, but that's totally more of a mitzvah. Okay, so that's a chiddush haseb. It's a beautiful din. Please, I want you to remember that you should use pillows, so no one should forget. That's why it's good to have the pillow, even though sometimes guys feel even more uncomfortable with the pillow. But get a good pillow that fits, and make sure that you do it properly when you eat the matzah. Because you have to eat the matzah again, I'll be dinner on Seba. And kosos also you have to drink. So make sure that you have this Seba, you do it properly, and you announce it, and the family knows how to do it properly, you fulfill the mitzvah. And don't be embarrassed to get the pillow. It's very important to have the pillow because it'll remind you, and it really concretizes you doing that Seba properly. By Ben Eitzelov, you don't need it. It's implicit. Remember we said Ben Eitzelov, you don't need it. If you're by your Rebbe, you have to ask permission. If you're by your Rebbe, you have to have permission. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone, a wonderful day. Okay? Very good.
You have to drink the whole coast.
You should drink the whole coast, Ben Saber. Good question, Matt. Yeah, the whole coast. Not just the shoe, the whole coast. Yes. Gadol HaDor is like Rabbo Muvak. Yes. Rabbo Muvak. Have a good day.